It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Eric Anderson, the Emergency Preparedness Planner for the Southeastern Utah Health Department. And September is National Emergency Preparedness Month. What does that mean? We're going to talk with Eric about that, some different ways that you can have your family ready and prepared in, when emergencies happen at home. You know, be it something simple like, you know, it could just be trying to collect everybody and making sure everybody's in one spot. It could be a fire in your home. It could be anything, just any kind of an evacuation. So we're going to talk about all of those things right now with Eric. Eric, how are you today?
Great. It's great to be here with you.
Well, thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate it. This is great information to get out there. Once again, it is National Emergency Preparedness Month. And as an emergency preparedness planner, what does your job really entail for the health department?
So we cover Carbon, Emory, and Grand County, and we're basically concerned about natural disasters, man-made disasters, and making sure that our community is prepared to deal with any of those situations.
And so that's kind of where you come in with that. So National Emergency Preparedness Month is like your month. This is what you do,
and it's game time.
You almost don't want you don't want to say it, but it's really what you're living for right now.
And, exactly.
And so you guys have a theme this year, and it's all about family preparedness. So let's talk about maybe some of the instances where people would need something like that to be prepared, to be ready, and then what kind of things you can do around the home just to have those things in place to be ready in case an emergency happens.
Yeah, exactly. So being prepared, it can kind of be overwhelming at first. If you think about preparedness, there's a lot that's involved in it. But when I think about it, I think about it as expanding our options to mitigate risk. So the more prepared we are as individuals, also the more we're prepared and capable of helping other people. And so when we think about emergency preparedness, oftentimes it's good to think about things that happen around us. What are risks that we face? Wildfires, home fires, earthquakes, winter storms, car breakdowns, those kind of things that happen. And then we have to look at other things that aren't quite as common. A chemical spill through one of our roadways or through our railway is a possibility. So we look at a lot of different things. And the first step that we take is developing an emergency preparedness plan for our family. And we do that by saying, what if certain things happen?
Well, and you brought up a really good point that I never really thought about. You know, when people think about emergencies, they really think they're going to be home when things like that happen. But yeah, what happens if your car breaks down? What happens if, you know, something like that and you're stranded somewhere? What do you do in those situations? Right. And I would dare say that it is impossible to be overprepared for these situations.
Yeah. If you think about you have medical insurance, you have dental insurance, we have life insurance. Emergency preparedness capabilities are just an extension of that insurance to make sure that we're prepared when things do go wrong. And something happens to everyone sometimes.
So what are some things that as a family you can get together and say, hey, you know what, let's talk about if this happens, this is what we need to do. And if this happens, this is what needs to happen. And some of the steps that you can take to maybe make an emergency preparedness plan for your family.
Right. So the first step is to get together as a family and make sure that you're all on the same sheet of music. So if something happens and the kids are at school, what does mom do? What does dad do? What does grandma do? What does grandpa do? If something happens when you're at work, if something happens when you're traveling, you should have a series of processes that you go through in collecting your family, making sure everybody knows who to contact, and that involves having an emergency contact list up to date, knowing where medical equipment is, if there happens to be a medical emergency, knowing how to use it, knowing how to contact 911, and just going through that process. And a lot of times as you go through this discovery process, it's almost more important than having tools and equipment because you've gone through, okay, mom and dad have talked about this with me, and I understand this is what we do.
And the other thing that comes to mind when you're talking about those kinds of things is a drill out of the question?
No. A drill is a great practical exercise. It doesn't have to be a big thing, but just going through what happens if our house is on fire or what happens if there's an active shooter at school, what do kids do, what do parents do? All of those things are things that we need to think about.
Well, and we sat here and talked about it before we came on the air. That used to always be one of the things when I was in elementary school is, you know, you had to have an escape plan, basically, is what they called them, I think.
Right.
And those are, you still have to have them.
Absolutely. And I think the follow-on to that is have some basic supplies available in case of an emergency. So usually the first thing we talk about is having a 72-hour kit. So what are things that you would need if you had to go without for 72 hours? If you had to stay in your home, if you had a vehicle breakdown, some things, just basic necessities, food, water, clothing, maybe light, a couple things like that that would aid in your comfort and just make you a little bit more self-contained, so you're not needing help from others, and maybe you're able to help others, actually.
So having those kits and things like that, that's not out of the question either. So is there a checklist out there that people can run down? Do you have it on a website that people can look at this and say, okay, here's this, let's go through it and find out what we're going to need?
Yeah, Utah has one of the best websites in the nation, and it's called BeReadyUtah.gov, G-O-V. And on that, it has a bunch of different checklists. It has processes that you go through. It has a checklist for how to make a family emergency plan, a communications plan, things that you should store, food supplies, water, medication. A lot of times we tend to forget about our pets, but they're an important part of our families, to make sure we have them taken care of. And it's a great resource.
So get on there. There's also some information on the health department's website as well. That's seuhealth.com. You can check all that out.
Right.
And if somebody wants to maybe talk a little bit about this with you, can they get a hold of you down at the health department? What's the easiest way?
I'm available, just 435-637-3671. And we do consultations with families and businesses and individuals all the time. We're available.
All right. Once again, September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, and we were speaking with Eric Anderson, the Emergency Preparedness Planner for the Southeastern Utah Health Department. Thank you so much for coming in today and getting this information out there, and people can, you know, kind of go forward with it now.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.